Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 30, 1805. The Large Compass Found. Captain Clark and his party are still making their way up the portage with the last canoe and supplies, while Captain Lewis and his men work on the leather boat. Both groups are recovering from yesterday's storm. Captain Lewis records the activities of Captain Clark and his party today.
This morning, Captain Clark dispatched two men to kill some buffalo, two others to the falls to search for the articles lost yesterday. One he retained to cook, and sent the other for the baggage left in the plains yesterday. The hunters soon returned loaded with meat. Those sent for the baggage brought it up in a few hours. He then set four men at work to make axle trees and repair the carriages. The others he employed in conveying the baggage over the run on their shoulders, it having now fallen to about 3 feet of water. The men complained much today of the bruises and wounds which they had received yesterday from the hail. The two men sent to the falls returned with the compass, which they found covered in the mud and sand near the mouth of the ravine. The other articles were irrecoverably lost. They found that part of the ravine, in which Captain Clark had been setting yesterday, filled with huge rocks. At 11 a.m., Captain Clark dispatched the party with a load of the baggage as far as the 6 mile stake, with orders to deposit it there and return with the carriage, which they did accordingly. They experienced heavy gusts of wind this evening from the southwest, after which it was a fair afternoon. More buffalo than usual were seen about the camp. Captain Clark assured me that he believes he saw at least 10,000 at one view. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 30, 1805.
Lewis is now writing each day about Clark's activities, as Clark is too busy to write. In today's journal, he remarks about yesterday's experience.
During the storm, I was with the men on the greater part of the portage. The men saved themselves some by getting under a canoe, others by putting sundry articles on their heads. Two was knocked down, and seven with their legs and thighs bruised.
Tomorrow, bear about the camp all night.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.